It's Phil and Wendy, and Hurricane Florence has made landfall. Our own Ryan Burrow is live on the scene. Are you still in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Ryan?
I am, and this is where the wind is really picking up and the rain is coming down. I'm getting a little feedback. Are you guys hearing me twice? Or
No we're not.
Do I sound okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll
try
just take
ignore
off
it.
One of... There we go. I'll try to ignore myself. There we go. basically, what's going on right now is I'm at a shelter where there are about 80 people staying here. And the reason is fear of flooding. There are about 20 inches of rain that could end up falling. And my
is that the rain?
To,
oh,
yeah,
my God. Listen
rain.
To
my
that.
My umbrella is about to fly away here. Hang on. Give me a second.
Sure, this go. Is live reporting.
Yeah. Here, let's...
Wow.
Let's get into a safer area.
So there has been flooding. That's the biggest problem right now.
Yeah, flooding is the big concern right now. And it hasn't really started as of this point, but this rain has just started. It's going to take about 24, 48 hours. Possibly 20 inches of rain could fall. And as a result, that could overflow a lot of the rivers here, a lot of the low-lying areas. And that's why we've got about half of these evacuation shelters are full right now.
Ryan, we talked to you roughly 24 hours ago. We talked to you yesterday in the same place. How gradual was the weather change? Did it happen immediately, or did it take a while for it to go from sunny and calm to what you're experiencing right now?
You know, last night it was starting to rain a little bit, and the wind was picking up. You could tell something was kind of up, but this morning when I woke up and walked out to the truck, I realized that this is the outer bands of it. And what one man told me outside of the hotel is that this is warm, wet wind, and that's exactly what it is.
All right, and this has been downgraded again. Now we're Category 1.
Yeah, the issue isn't so much the power and strength anymore as the size and the amount of water it's flinging everywhere. So, you know, once this thing starts to creep into South Carolina and deeper into North Carolina, as you start getting up into the hills, then we've got some real flooding issues possible. This is a story that's not going to end today. I mean, we're probably going to go deep into early next week before we find out the full effects of this.
How long is this rain expected to continue, like for 24 to 48 hours?
Yeah, sounds like at least until
Jeez.
Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Ryan, what are the thoughts of the people who are there at the shelter with you? I'm sure you've talked to some of them. What are they saying about what they're experiencing?
You know, a lot of them got here even before the water started to fall out of the sky. And the reason is they've been in low-lying areas for a while now, and they know that they're going to end up flooding. Just 2 years ago, they had Hurricane Matthew, and there was substantial flooding then. They actually had to make 700 swift boat rescues. So they weren't going to make that same mistake this time. And so a lot of them preemptively got into these shelters. Also, the Red Cross tells me they're actually opening up shelters along I-95 because what they realize is a lot of people get stuck when they're driving. They pull up and they realize that the road is flooded and there's no place for them to go. So they've actually got some shelters set up along I-95.
And what do they have at these shelters? I mean, what kind of food, water, supplies?
All of the above. They've got some cots. They're encouraging people to bring blankets and sleeping bags if they want to. There are a few that are pet friendly. I'm told that one of the pet shelters actually has a bird. So people are bringing all their pets in, but a lot of these people have to expect to be here not just today, tomorrow, but a potential of being here for multiple days, especially if their homes are flooded and if they're out of power.
But the shelters you just described, Ryan, those are extremely temporary, probably just tents, right? Is there more to them than that?
Oh, no. We're at a school.
Oh,
this
you are?
School,
no, the one you're at, but the ones alongside
the road.
Ones? Yeah, what are those like?
Oh, yeah, those are extremely temporary. They do have Red Cross personnel there just to make sure everyone is safe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those are very temporary.
I remember the visions of past hurricanes where people would leave their dog at their house tied up, and it broke my heart. And then, Bill, I think of you if you were forced to evacuate your home and go to a shelter and you're not a pet person.
Yeah.
they have to allow pets? I mean, do they split it up, Ryan, or are there different venues for the animals?
I thought you were going to say you leave Bill tied to a tree.
Oh, that I'd do in a minute.
That's happened a couple times, Ryan.
He could fend for himself.
No, they have specific shelters dedicated to pets because they understand, too, that there are people with pet allergies or people who don't like pets. So, they got to separate them in one form or another, and that's the way they do it.
Any reservations about leaving their home from some of the people you've spoken to? Because we did hear about people that refused to evacuate. Did they have second thoughts or just they were out once they heard they should?
No, they didn't want to mess around with it. They noticed what happened 2 years ago. They didn't want to be put through the same thing. A lot of the people who I've talked to have evacuated say it'll still be there when I get back. It might be a little wet, but we'll figure it out then.
So, Ryan, what do you anticipate today being like for not just for yourself, but for everybody around you? What will today bring?
Well, you'd expect to see fewer cars on the road. I continue to see cars flying by. I'm kind of surprised by that. Maybe some people not so worried about the weather or maybe trying to get to better places. Really, the only places open right now, I saw one gas station and, of course, the Waffle House.
Oh, my God, but that is the best place on earth.
Yep.
Best hash
browns. I may
end
up there if I want to. I want a warm meal and stop eating peanut butter sandwiches.
But if, supplies are running low for people, how does the Waffle House stay? I mean, once they're out of waffles, they're out of waffles.
It's the mystery of the waffles.
You can make waffles out of so many things.
Right. Steve, bring up a good point. And under
there's actually a tracker, guys, of Waffle House closures, and that shows you how serious a natural disaster can be. If the Waffle House closes, you got bad storms.
Ryan, having been to Waffle Houses many, many times in my life, I can tell you with no uncertainty, one of the letters in the sign is always, always out. During a storm, are there more than one letter out, or do they keep the policy of one letter being out?
Just one. Yeah.
It's just one? All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan, what's left for you to do today? Are you just going to be out in the rain? What do you do?
Yeah.
As a reporter.
Maybe see if anyone wants to play chess. I don't know.
That would be a great way to while away
maybe
the time.
Maybe one of these shelters. No, I'll probably start driving around a little bit, but, it's kind of dangerous, and I don't really know the area that well, so we'll see what we can see.
What about electronics? Are there charging stations for people? If you were put in the basement of a school, I would certainly like to play Candy Crush.
Oh.
Yeah, limited. And they warn people about that. Bring extra batteries if needed, but... You're in a dry, safe place, so you take what you can get. I guess.
Ryan, who tells you exactly how far into the storm you're allowed to go? I always watch like Anderson Cooper on CNN, or you pick your favorite news network, and somebody's dangerously close. Does somebody warn you as a news person? Here's the line. Don't go beyond this line.
We're not supposed to die.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
the rule. All right.
The rule, yeah.
Can't argue with that.
I'm here by myself. Some of the TV crews do have producers and photographers and sound people and stuff like that. And so they can kind of do a buddy system. I'm probably being a little bit more gentle because it's just me, but, we'll
that's
try to get as close as we can get.
All right.
Is there a lot of damage that you're seeing at this point? I know it hit land just east of Wilmington near Wrightsville Beach. Have you noticed any damage, or right now it's just the rain where you are?
Just the rain. Yeah, nothing too serious yet, but like I said, this is a story that's probably 36, 48 hours in the making.
They're reporting 500,000 power outages at this point, and it could hit up to 3 million as the storm continues. Good luck to you, Ryan. Godspeed.
So it looks like you're not playing Candy Crush either.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Ryan, take care of yourself. Be careful.
All right. And I love hearing myself back like that. That was really cool.
Isn't that fun?
Not distracting.
That's a good time. Thank you,
Thank
Ryan.
You.
It's Ryan Burrow, our own Ryan Burrow, who is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, roughly 90 miles away from where the storm had hit.
Too close for me.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, quick break. We have an action-packed show today. We're not going to have time to breathe.
A little bit of everything, so stick around. News is next, and then us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.